This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola's smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Jake Chapman.
And welcome into Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. I'm your host, Jake Chapman. The preseason finale coming your way from Amway Center in just about 1 hour. Pregame in 30 minutes right here on 96.9 The Game with Brandon Kravitz coming up here. And then a couple days after tonight for Steve Clifford to sort of tighten the nuts and bolts a little bit before we do it for real. Magic Cavs, the regular season opener presented by Advent Health. That'll be a week from yesterday, the 23rd of October at the Amway Center. Quick notes for tonight from shoot-around today. Nick Vucevic, Terrence Ross, both expected to play as they work back from ankle sprains. Still no official word on Evan Fournier just yet. He's dealing with back spasms. Steve Clifford says if Evan does play, it'll be on restricted minutes. My guest today joins me via the hotline, longtime AP scribe covering the NBA. He's on Twitter, at @ByTimReynolds. Tim Reynolds joins me this evening on Magic Drive Time. Tim, thanks for stopping by, and how you doing?
I'm good. You know what? I was doing really well until you reminded me that you guys are done with preseason tonight. We've got to sit through one more of these tomorrow when the Heat come home and play Houston. So I'm really resentful of people whose preseasons are over already. Mine still has one more night after tonight.
That's a good place to start, Tim, because when I was covering the Pistons, Stan Van Gundy had basically zero use for the preseason. I think that was something that developed over the course of the years. But I remember when I first got into this business, 8 preseason games. I mean, we were doing a tenth of the schedule before the regular season even started. What do you think is the appropriate number? I mean, have you seen it change over the years as far as 4 games, 6 games, international games? What do you think is ideal?
I think the way it is right now is pretty close to ideal. Like, I think the Lakers and Warriors playing each other 4 times might be a bit much, but yes. I like 5. I think five is decent. I just, you know, Miami had a intra-squad scrimmage, and now it's got 2 back-to-backs, the front end of one tonight. I don't really understand why you do that to your team, but I guess putting it in some adverse circumstances, seeing how guys react in a back-to-back. Look, everyone's got their own theory. My answer, my very long-winded answer is, however many games it takes for you to think that your team is ready and for no one to get hurt, that's the right number.
Yeah, and the Magic started the preseason with a 3-game road trip, which didn't make a ton of sense to anybody, but it is what it is. And I think, like you said, whatever the coach is comfortable with, and that's all Steve Clifford said he wants to see tonight out of his Magic, is I want to see us look more like the Magic. But sure enough, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. I don't know about the 2 back-to-backs, but maybe that's another conversation for another time. You were here, Tim, at the end, or right before training camp opened, for the sort of open media opportunity, a little bit of open practice, seeing Markelle Fultz. What was your impression of Markelle at that point, and then what you've seen since? Just where is Markelle Fultz right now, according to Tim Reynolds?
Well, I mean, I think Markelle Fultz is firmly in the rotation. And I'll be honest, that Wednesday or Thursday before the start of camp, when we were up there to watch that practice where we got to sort of see him for the first time in what seems like forever and got to talk to him, you know, I was still a little bit, okay, he did some things. He missed some shots really badly that day, but he was doing a lot of good things. And I think it was good for him just to get seen by people, honestly. Not that our opinion means much, but I think it was good just to get that first day out of the way. I think that was smart of the Magic.
Sure.
And then what I've seen in preseason from him, I see a confident kid again. I think whatever crisis of confidence was going on, separate from the physical stuff, but when you get the game taken away, he won't admit this, I'm sure, but there's got to be self-doubt. I'm not seeing him play with a lot of self-doubt right now. I think the Magic, who were good enough to get into the playoffs last year, were certainly one of the best teams in the East, you know, in the last 30 games last season. You bring back everybody, and now you get to add a number one draft pick to the mix who, you know, obviously is not an old guy. It's not going to take him much to get back to that, you know, to the form everybody was seeing when they made him number one a couple of years ago. I think it's a huge win-win for the Magic. And I think, by the way, too, one more thing, picking up his option, not letting that become an issue. I think that showed Markelle Fultz that the Magic are serious about him, so I think that's also helping with the mental part for him.
Do you think, I don't think anybody would doubt that he probably needed a change of scenery. Philadelphia is Philadelphia, let alone when you're the number one pick and you play 33 games in 2 years. But do you think maybe Orlando in a lot of ways is the perfect situation for him, the perfect place?
I don't know if it's the perfect one, but I think it's certainly a good one because mm-hmm. it's a good situation. I mean, I like where the franchise is going. Two, I make no secret about this, and it's not just because, you know, he's a New England guy and I'm an upstate New York guy. It's not because he spent a little time at Siena and I used to cover Siena. But I am an unabashed believer in Steve Clifford. Mm. I really am. And I just think when you have a coach that clearly has the respect of the room, when you've got a young team like the Magic, you know, still maybe not that young anymore, but it seems like a good room. It seems like a pretty young core. I think there was a lot of good things for Markelle. I mean, he came at the perfect time. He arrived, you know, what was it, like first week of February? That's when the Magic were just kind of turning the corner. All he knows from his time in Orlando is winning and a playoff appearance. He doesn't know about the 5 or 6 years. He doesn't have to carry that weight around with him like Aaron Gordon does or Nick does. All he knows in Orlando is a successful program. All he knows is, you know, a really smart coach and a good way of going about things. I don't know if it's the perfect situation, but it's the perfect one right now. It's a really good one right now. And he's going to play a role on a team that started slow, got good, and I think is going to be better than what it ended up as last year.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press with me. I did want to ask you about Cliff. I mean, in my mind, he's one of the more underrated coaches in the league. Average NBA fans can't tell you very much about Steve Clifford, but people in the know will tell you that this is one of the best tacticians around the league. The NBA GM survey came out yesterday, and Steve Clifford received votes as the best head coach in the NBA. It's, you know, not one of the top fours, but at least it's something. What is it that makes Steve Clifford who he is? What do you like so much about him, Tim?
Well, I think he's one of those guys that can see the play develop 5 seconds before it happens. Mm. I think he makes some of the best in-game adjustments in the league. By the way, the guy on the other sideline tonight, or on the other end of the court tonight, is pretty good at that.
Agreed.
I think Cliff and Spo are very similar in a lot of ways. I look at, you know, everybody kind of runs the same set in the NBA. There's nothing too terribly different. I mean, sometimes there's pace differences and style differences, sure. The thing that I think separates coaches is what they do at halftime and what they do out of timeout. Steve Clifford draws up amazingly good stuff out of timeout. He's just one of the best at processing a situation really, really quickly to me and coming up with a really good out-of-bounds play. And I wish I had thought to look up the numbers before giving you this answer. But I'm going to guess that Orlando's success rate out of timeouts last year was top third in the league. And I'm guessing that might be a trend for Cliff's career. He just runs brilliant stuff out of timeouts. And I think that's the sign of a really smart coach, a guy that understands what's going on that particular night. Isn't going to just draw up a play because he thought of it a couple of nights earlier. He's going to draw up the right play for that moment. I think that's what separates him.
I agree with you 100% about Eric Spoelstra. And obviously, you know, one of the common bonds between those two is Stan Van Gundy. What about Cliff's demeanor? I feel like he is, you know, from the outside looking in, you feel like maybe he's sort of a little understated. But then if you're ever in the gym, or if you ever deal with him, or if you see the way he operates with his guys, he's very direct. I mean, he is not going to sugarcoat anything. Think about young players like Mo Bamba, Markelle Fultz. Sometimes you got to handle these guys with kid gloves, but I do think, especially a guy like Markelle, probably appreciates, just shoot me point blank. I know when I'm being conned. Let me know what you expect out of me and let me go do it. Do you think that's a good fit? And is that a good assessment, you think, of Cliff?
Well, yeah, and then we always talk about like a coaching style.
Right.
A coach can't have one style. A coach has to have about 15.
Yeah.
I mean, every player on this team is different. Every player on every team is different. Every player needs to be coached a different way. The thing that I love most about Cliff, and I don't pretend to be BFFs with him. I don't like know him. But what I do know about him and what his friends have told me about him, since we do have some mutual friends, is that this guy, his life is ball. And we saw it a couple of years ago when he had to take the time away in Charlotte a couple of years ago because his health was getting away from him because he was just working so much, so much, so much. He wasn't sleeping at all. His body said, yo, man, you need a break. And Cliff's been better. He's gotten more sleep. He's listened to his body. He's gotten himself, you know, right. I mean, coaches are all, they're never fully right. They're really sick individuals, coaches. He's made himself better. He's gotten more rest. He's doing the right things. But basketball is the first, second, and third priority in his life. And I think if a player looks at him with open eyes, they're going to see that everybody in the NBA, at least everybody on that end of the NBA, maybe not me and you so much, they make amazing salaries. They're set for life. They don't need to worry about money or things like that. The game still matters to Cliff. And I think that's what players get from him. I think that's why players love playing for him so much.
We're going to keep Tim for the second segment as well. Let's duck in a break. First, I want to tell you about Flex Plans, guys. Choose your games, lock in your seats, and save big with an Orlando Magic Flex Plan. Experience magic above all and see the team take on top opponents like the Houston Rockets and the Los Angeles Lakers. What are you waiting for? Visit OrlandoMagic.com/FlexPlans to purchase your plan today. More Magic Drive Time with Tim Reynolds when we come back right here, 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Magic fans, are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do. Do the do.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row. Yes, sir.
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package, or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic. It's time to get ready for tonight's game with Magic Drive Time.
Welcome back, Magic Drive Time. I'm your host, Jake Chapman, getting set for the Magic and the Heat, the preseason finale at Amway Center. Pregame coming up here in about 15 minutes, and we'll tip it up in about 45. My guest this evening, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. All right, tell me about the Magic roster. Continuity's obviously been a big word. You talked about the way they finished the season last year, 22-9 over the last 31. Steve Clifford's always going to have a strong defensive team. Obviously, Weltman and Hammond are building the front office is building this roster with length, you know, kind of similar to the way Hammond did it in Milwaukee. And you look at these guys on the floor at some point, if you got, you know, Fultz and MCW in the backcourt and then Isaac and Gordon and Bamba or something on the floor, it's like hands across America. When you see this roster and the way it's built, bringing back Vucevic, bringing back Terrence Ross, and then having those young guys that sort of represent the future, what should Magic fans be most excited about, do you think?
Well, I mean, I kind of want to see what Mo Bamba does. I want to see that. I want to see Fultz. I want to see, can Steve Clifford find a way to make Vooch better? Vooch coming off his best year. Where's the fire going to come from? I think that's what you want to get excited about. It's a team that went to the playoffs, won the division like that. I mean, it doesn't mean anything anymore, but at least they won the division. The sense I get is that it's a very hungry group. Now, that all being said, they got, and lucky's the wrong word, but they were very fortunate last year with health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not going to work that way 2 years in a row. You don't get to play your core six guys in 82 games. It doesn't happen. I think the big six last year missed a total of like 9 games. I think Cliff only used like 9 lineups last year. Miami, I think, used 29. I think the league average was 22. You know, you're going to have to deal with some punches because the odds are, you know, something's going to happen. Someone's going to turn an ankle. Someone's going to hurt a finger. Something's going to go on. But what I think the Magic fans should be excited about most is it's a team that went to the playoffs, a team that beat the NBA champions in a playoff game, the eventual NBA champions in a playoff game. And the sense I've gotten is that they feel like they haven't done anything yet. I do think there's that same hunger that was there a year ago when they were trying to end that playoff drought. I don't think that's changed. I think this is a team that knows it's just scratching the surface. They know it's a rare opportunity to have the same core from 1 year to the next virtually intact. That doesn't happen in the league much anymore. I think they recognize the uniqueness of this opportunity. I think they really like being around each other. I think this team really enjoys the room. I think they enjoy practice. I think they enjoy going to work every day. These are all really good things. This is how you go from being an okay team to a really good team, and I think that's the potential for them this year.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, my guest here on Magic Drive Time, 96.9 The Game. You're based in Miami. Tim, tell me about the Heat. How have they looked so far? What did the Magic have to expect tonight and over the course of the regular season with the four matchups?
I have absolutely no idea what to expect tonight, only because it's preseason and I don't pay any attention to these games
fair,
whatsoever.
Fair.
But here's the thing. I think it's a really good – people have talked about how Jimmy Butler hasn't had great numbers in the preseason. And that just shows me that people are just looking at numbers. Jimmy Butler has been really slow rolling it the entire preseason, or just the couple of games that he's played. And I would expect probably more of that tonight. I think he just wants to get other guys involved. He wants to see what he has. Jimmy Butler knows what he can do, so don't look at his numbers so much. He wanted to see what can the rookie do. Well, on Monday against Atlanta, Tyler Hero showed him what he can do. He scored Miami's first 14 points. He started 5 for 5, I think, from the field. Might have been 6 for 6. I know he made Miami's first 5 field goals in that game. The rookie has impressed them. When you have Goran Dragic or Justice Winslow at the point, you have playmakers that go about it very different ways, and defenses will have to react to that. Derrick Jones Jr. has had a great summer, a great preseason, a great camp. Bam Adebayo, I think, is a star in the making. He's not going to be a 20-10 guy, but he might be a 10-15 guy, which is probably more of what the Heat want from him anyway. Tyler Herro, you can't say enough about. They loved him in the summer. They drafted him 13th. They were prepared to move up to get him. That's the thing about Tyler that people have to understand. Miami had him much higher than 13th on the draft board. That's the kid they wanted on draft night. Now, obviously, he wasn't ahead of Zion and stuff like that. Let's not get carried away. Miami was going to move up if it had to, or at least going to try to move up. That's the kid they wanted. A healthy Deion Waiters. Look, it's just like Orlando in a lot of ways. Pretty much the same core. They're missing that number three guy, unfortunately, this year. That number three guy from Miami's not coming back. There's a real belief that this is not just a playoff team, but a team that can make some noise in the playoffs if healthy. They have that Heat attitude again.
When I was in Detroit, Adebayo came in for a pre-draft workout, and I mean, he was ready for the league at that point. The body has always been there, but now is it starting to click? Is he starting to see the game for what it is, and that's kind of where the jump's going to happen?
I think there's a maturity,
yep.
Yes. And I think also, too, you know, Hassan Whiteside was not a real popular guy,
sure,
among fans, but Hassan Whiteside has some gifts. And you know, when he's motivated, he can be a really good player. And you know, that's why Portland was willing to take him. They need a center, and you know, if right, he can be a really good one. And I think Bam learned a lot from Hassan. But the bottom line is Bam will grow not from Hassan not being in Miami necessarily, but from the fact that he knows that this is his job. Now, Bam's role is very clear. Bam will be in the starting unit. Bam will also be in the closing unit. He has worked very hard on his perimeter game, as everybody has in the NBA. He's also gotten much better at screening. Bam's one of his big problems in his first couple of years in the league was he was never set. He was such a target for moving screen calls, and the Heat argue every one of them. And I think more often than not, the refs got him right. He's become a much better screener, which he's going to have to be in this offense. We all know that Eric Spoelstra loves the dribble handoff and things like that. So Bam's going to have to set a ton of screens. There's just a confidence there. There's a maturity. He had a brief run with USA Basketball this summer. It didn't go the way he wanted, but I still think he got a lot out of that. And also, there's a little bit of a fire there. He was one of the guys that got cut from that team, and I think he wants to show people that that might have been a mistake. I think that's something he's going to carry throughout the year.
Just a quick aside about that, because it drives me nuts, and it's always young players, but players built like Bam Adebayo should not be afraid of contact when they're setting screens. In your experience, is it always, or just they've got jumpy feet, they're trying to roll too quickly or maybe pop too quickly? Why is it that young players always seem to have that issue with moving screens?
Bam's wasn't a fear of contact. Bam's issue was he goes a million miles an hour.
Right.
That was his, Bam's was more technique than anything else. Trust me, that kid's not afraid of contact.
That's what I was going to say.
But broadly, the thing that drives me the most nuts about the Heat and the way they played last year was their affinity for throwing the lob on virtually every possession. A lot of athletic fours like Bam, they go out high and they set that screen and they want to roll to the rim so bad because they're going to dunk it. We're going to get on SportsCenter. This is going to be great. We're going to tear the rim down, and it hardly ever works according to plan. I think that's a lot of it, is some of these guys just want to go dunk the ball so much that they forget to set the actual screen first. I think they forget that part of it.
Tim Reynolds, my guest from the Associated Press. I'll get you out on this. You did a great piece on getting to 100. We remember the old maxim, first team to 100 wins. It's not that way anymore. One of the notes that I saw in that piece, Tim, for the Associated Press, last year, 64 instances out of 1,230 regular season games where the winning score was below 100. That is jarring. How fun a piece was that for you to do? And just kind of explain it for people who haven't read it yet.
First off, I'm a geek. I'm a complete and total geek. So I love taking deep dives into numbers. And we all know scoring is up, but we've always thought like getting to 100 was always the magic number, and it isn't anymore. Teams that scored 100 points, you know, 7 years ago, if you scored 100, you won 75% of the time. Last season, if you scored 100, you won 58% of the time.
Mm.
It's still pretty good, but that's really a big change in the last 7 years. And that shows you how much faster the game is getting. You know, they averaged, 111 points around the league last year. Pace was up at a level that hadn't been seen, I think, in almost 30 years. It takes more than 100 now to win. And I think a lot of coaches used to point to that number. I know Eric Spoelstra used to point to 100 saying, hey, if we keep a team in the 90s, we're going to win. I think a lot of teams would say that. I think, you know, Rick Carlisle would say it to his team. Doc Rivers would say it to his. Steve Clifford, I'm sure, said it to his teams. now you got to change your thinking a little bit. Like, if you keep a team under 100, yeah, you are going to win. That's number one right now. And number two, there are going to be nights in this league where you give up 117 and it's still a pretty good defensive night. I think that's difficult for a lot of coaches to accept that reality, but everything's relative. It comes down to points per possession and things like that. But you're right. And thank you for reading it. If you don't score 100, you have a very, very small chance, like 14% now. If you don't score 100 points, if you score under 100, you're only going to win one out of seven times. So you see why offense is at a premium right now. It is a prerequisite to winning. You need a big number to win or else.
Just like the league office drew it up. He's Tim Reynolds. He's on Twitter, @ByTimReynolds. Does a phenomenal job for the Associated Press and did a phenomenal job here on Magic Drive Time. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right. There he is, Tim Reynolds. Make sure you follow him once more on Twitter, @ByTimReynolds. Magic Heat coming your way right now. 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.